The Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's The Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Bill, this is Coach. I lost my balls. I can't find my balls.
No balls of steel.
No balls.
Can we get some balls around here?
I'm telling you, the boy ain't got a set. Dadgummit,
Bill. He ain't got no balls.
Say it! Say it!
I'm a fan and I'm a woman. Doesn't have the balls. No balls at all.
Is she right?
Ah!
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Balls of Steel can be any topic. It could be sports related. Doesn't have to be sports related. Particularly during the non-playing portion. And we have one of those right here. Jeff, too, good friend, right here in the 615, says, Bill, Balls of Steel to our six-year-old daughter. Thursday afternoon, she fell at school, gashed her head. Wife took her to Williamson Medical where she got a staple put in. She had a musical that evening and demanded to go. The doc said okay. 2 hours after getting her skull stapled, she delivered her line flawlessly, and it's a picture of her scalp there and a little mark there. To Jeff Two's daughter, who had a fall, had to go to the hospital, performed a couple of hours later in her musical. That would be Patinay Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Played injured. Did not back down. Good for her. Tommy Myrtle Beach. Balls of Steel to Vern Lundquist for commentating on the Masters Tournament for 40 years. This was his last Masters broadcast. Thank you and Patton, Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
614 Rob, Bill, Balls of Steel to Buckeye golfer Neil Shipley, being the best amateur golfer playing in the Masters this past weekend. I saw that. I think Tom was talking about that some too. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Mike the Mad Dog, Noonan, Georgia. Bill, no balls to the Georgia fans screaming criticism to the team during the spring game. I guess they thought that game actually mattered. So to the Georgia fans who actually tried to connect up with that ball game, thinking that's real football, no balls of steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
Do not make that mistake. That is not real football. It's rigged. Let's get out of here, football. Allen put it nicely earlier. Spring game pajama ball. That's basically what I don't care whose it is. Doesn't matter to me. Buckeye Brenda. Balls of Steel to Fox Sports airing the Ohio State spring game. Perfect weather for over 80,000 fans in the shoe. Great time for families to enjoy some Ohio State football. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
All right. How about Kentucky having their basketball press conference to introduce the next head coach for them, Mark Pope? Rupp Arena was packed. Now, from what I read, they had to turn some people away. They tried to get in there. Apparently, they were expecting 8 to 10,000. Over 22,000 showed up for a coach presentation. Balls of Steel to Big Blue Nation there.
Bills Balls of Steel.
Wildcat Kenny sent me something that said that maybe Pope's supposed to meet with Big Z today. Their games are similar. Mark Pope was more of a European-style player. He was 6'10". He is 6'10". And he transferred to Kentucky from UW, from Washington. And he was mainly a face-the-basket shooter. Mid-range, but he also was a three-point shooter. Wasn't a back-to-the-basket, physical, down-low post player. Neither is Big Z. Big Z's, what, 7'2", something like that. Needs to put on a little bit more size physically, not length, but size. And apparently he's in the portal, but maybe they're talking, according to, okay, Kenny. That would be a good addition there if they could keep him and build on him for the future. Tommy Myrtle Beach has another one for the Buckeyes. Balls of Steel to Buckeye Nation for showing up to support their team as usual. 80,012 there at the game. Spring game attendance. Everybody knows I love spring game attendance. Balls of Steel there, Pat.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
614 Rob, no balls of steel to the IRS ruining another perfectly fine April 15th. No balls of steel there, Patton. Gotta.
Can we get some balls around here?
Wow. That's good. I wasn't even thinking about that. That is good. I'll tell you what. Patton, just for placing that on Twitter and making it really funny. Balls of Steel to 614 Rob.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
There you go. He deserves one right there. Hoptown Boy. Up in Hoptown, Kentucky. Bill, Balls of Steel to Kentucky baseball. Another sweep this weekend. This time, War Damn Eagle. They're 14-1 in the SEC. That's not a typo, Bill. They're 14-1 so far in league play. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls. Bills, Balls of Steel.
It's Tony Vols. I tell you what, Patton, I know you don't like hitting the button for Tennessee. You're a Vanderbilt fan. But in this one case, make an exception. Tony Vols versus the Cats in Lexington. Three-game series coming up this weekend. Balls of Steel.
Bills, Balls of Steel.
I want to repeat something. Tennessee has a lot of enemies. Natural enemies. Vanderbilt. Georgia. Florida. Alabama. Huge enemy. Kentucky and Tennessee is an underrated rivalry. It's, and I will say, I think it works one way more than the other, even though you Kentucky fans may want to differ with me. I think there are some Kentucky fans who hate Tennessee more than they hate Louisville. I know that's sacrilege. I know which way I was stepping there. I think there are some Alabama fans that hate Tennessee more than they hate Auburn. I do. Now, I'm not saying there are more in general. I said some. Now, it depends on where you're at, right? Depends on where you're at. Alabama has a lot of fans that aren't in the state of Alabama, that just adopted them just because of the winning. Kind of like fans do the Yankees. We've talked about this. They're not as locked in. Now, they absolutely despise Auburn, but they're not in that state every day fighting over it, right? There's a lot of Alabama fans up in Middle Tennessee. And I would say they probably despise Tennessee more than they despise Auburn because they hear the Rocky Top thing up here all the time, right? Depends on where you're located to. But, yeah, that's Tony Vols and the Cats coming up this weekend. That's going to be an interesting series. Tommy Myrtle Beach says, give a Balls of Steel. We had one earlier, but we'll do it again. Balls of Steel to the Buckeyes, their own Neil Shipley. He was the only amateur to make the cut. He won the Silver Cup and played the final round with Tiger. Balls of Steel, and go Buckeyes there, Patton.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
How about, I believe it was 15 or so years ago, maybe 20 years ago, Spurrier's playing Augusta National, and he goes into the pine trees to relieve himself, and somebody took a picture. Now, it's just him from the back. You can't see anything. But Spurrier relieving himself on the golf course, the purest we're all up in arms. I think it's funny. He didn't do anything bad. He's not hurting anything. Spurrier needed to go, so he went, right? Remember that? How many of you remember that? I wish I still had that picture. I'd post it. I don't know if that picture's still around, but I would post it. So funny. So 15 or so, 20 years ago, Pat, whenever it was, Spurrier playing Augusta National. Nature called. He relieved himself. Balls of steel to him.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is so Spurrier. Hoptown Boy says, Bill, you're not wrong. I loathe Tennessee more than UL. Allen in Tampa says to Ohio State, no Balls of Steel. ADK going to a pajama party must suck live. He says to Buckeye fans, for that, no Balls of Steel.
Can we get some balls around here?
How about that? Going to a pajama party. Jeff, too. Bill, Balls of Steel to Kentucky's insanely passionate basketball fan base for giving a secretariat at the Belmont, winning the press conference moment to new coach Mark Pope. Rumor has it they filled Rupp Arena and had to turn people away because it was too packed. For that event, he says, give them a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Josh in Picktown says, and I'm going to have to be very careful because there's about 100 words here that are inappropriate for the airwaves. The Buckeyes hate those worthless bleep, bleep, bleep. Well, there's a couple words I can use. Buckeyes hate those worthless Richard, that's not the word, bag, inbred, nuggets, there's another word in there, up north, more so than any other team. Yeah, if you're Ohio State, Michigan, there's really, I mean, there may be some Michigan fans that hate Sparty Boar just because they're in-state and they hear it all the time, but Sparty in Michigan is about like Auburn in Alabama. Right? It's very limited compared to a big state view. Michigan.
Good morning. They just moved this crash over to the side on 24 westbound at Briley Parkway. That was there long enough to slow down that traffic on 24 westbound coming up through the Antioch area. Behind it, there's still a lot of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro traffic trying to push up through the Antioch area there on 24 going west. It remains a little bit crowded over here right now on Vietnam Vets coming westbound as you come out of Hendersonville headed towards Conference Drive. We did see some flashing lights on the crash a few minutes ago on Briley Parkway. It's going to be right near Gallatin Pike. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. Check it out at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is proudly saluting our first responders. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by the Locksmith Company, a proud veteran employer. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427, 931-801-5427. And also visit the LSCO.com. The Locksmith Company is looking forward to seeing you.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Stretching the pitch.
Swung on, lifted left field. That might get out of here. That's in the bullpen. Home run, Sean Murphy.
Tonight, it's a big American League matchup from Minute Maid Park in Houston as Michael Harris and the Braves take on the Houston Astros.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6:55 p.m. live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
That's old Curry over there. There's another guy Fatmer stabbed in the back. Curry was out there at LAX getting ready to get us the Pirates, and Fatmer gave us skull cans. Stabbed John Curry in the back, sent him to Wake Forest, and gave us skull cans. There's another golden oldie from Fatmer. Is Fatmer even having to transport his own fat butt up there to Cincinnati, or is he on the UT plane?
Josh said, Bill, don't forget about my game he presented Friday, and the time got away from us. His game is the 0-4 prophylactic posse versus 0-1 Nevin Shapiro. Council Bluffs today at 2 o'clock. Go, Bill. Now, you need to know your wording. The prophylactic posse would be the USC Trojans. You know who came up with that name? Sebo Steve. Probably 15-plus years ago, maybe close to 20 years ago. C-Bus Steve on this show, who's a big Notre Dame fan, lives in C-Bus. And then Nevin Shapiro would be Miami. But 0-1 Miami loaded, 0-4 Southern Cal loaded. That'd be Pete Carroll against Larry Coker. Boy. That is, you're talking about dude on dude all over the field. My gosh. I mean, dudes everywhere. Everywhere. Boy. I think top to bottom, Miami's got more dudes. Particularly defense, head to toe. Meaning front to back. I'm going to say Coker was only the head coach for a year at that moment. He hadn't poisoned the program yet. Now, again, Lair is a very nice guy. So poison is a rude word. I just mean he hadn't poorly coached them into oblivion yet. There was too much talent. There is, and this is the example, situations where superior talent can at least temporarily overcome poor coaching. Not for long, but it could for a year. Again, the best two examples of that would be easily Miami right there and then Coach O in 2019. Now again, in both cases, what happened? Off the cliff shortly thereafter. Miami got back to a championship the next year against the Buckeyes. We all know the story there. But there's your examples. But again, ultimately, remember, it didn't hold. It did not last. It fell pretty rapidly in both cases. I'm going to say Miami wins that game. It's hard because Pete Carroll is immeasurably, I mean, infinity level better as a coach than Larry Coker. But I'm going to say Miami's talent wins out there. Score of that game is 28-24, Miami. They come out with more dudes. Think about that game with all the talent. Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, Lindell White, Dwayne Jarrett. That's just the offense. Incredible. Yeah, Miami wins. That's hard. No, that's a hard one right there. Very, very difficult. Oh, this is the picture. Jeff, too, found the picture. It's Augusta National, May of 07. So, 17 years ago, and it's Spurrier. So funny. Oh, my gosh. All you can see is his back. You cannot see anything happening. This is the moment where Spurrier peed on Augusta National. Now, he's in the pine tree forest area. He's not on the green. He's not in the fairway. Oh, that is so good. God, that is so good. The Smoke Doctor says, Bill, Balls of Steel to the Athletic Band. Performing at Ohio State Spring Game. Great halftime show on a beautiful day. Performed Heartbreaker by Pat Benatar, among others. So, for the Athletic Band, for the Buckeyes, Smoke Doctor says, Pat, and give them a resounding Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Tommy Myrtle Beach said, Bill, have you seen the newest D1 baseball rankings, college baseball rankings? Number one now is A&M. Arkansas lost 2 of 3 to Alabama, at Alabama. Number two is Arkansas. Number three is Kentucky. Number four is Tony Vols. So number three and number four are going to play a three-game series beginning, is that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Friday, Saturday, Sunday? You guys check that. I think it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but check me on that. I believe number five would be the Beavers of Oregon State. Clemson, 6. Duke, 7. Florida State, 8. East Carolina, 9. Virginia, the Elvis Killers, number 10. I'll stop there. Yeah, I'll stop there. Tony Vols, y'all, look out. Here comes Tony Vols. He ain't playing around. Patton, we need one more here to Jeff 2 and Steve Spurrier. Jeff 2 for finding the picture. Spurrier for, and again, I'm a huge fan of Augusta National. I've never been there, but I respect it. I admire it. I love it. I understand that when you're there, they charge you a regular price for a sandwich and a soda pop or a water or whatever. Apparently, it's incredibly well done. A lot of respect there. But to Spurrier, had to relieve himself, had the dignity to at least go into the pine tree wooded area to do this back in May of 07. Jeff, too, found the picture. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Not bad. Not bad. I knew that was around there somewhere. I just couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. Keep your nominations flowing our way. Rodney in the 478 says, Bill, balls of steel to Brock Bauer's left nut. All right, Patton, you heard it. Balls of steel there.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Craig in Myrtle Beach, our favorite golf course designer ever, probably was watching the Masters. He's probably been to about 100 of them, too. But he works a lot. He said, Bill, balls of steel to number 33, Devin Brown, who had the best performance on Saturday at the Horseshoe. He says he feels like he was the better quarterback among those playing. Balls of steel there.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
No Kev up in Chicago. No balls to the nor'easter that blew through the East Coast last week. It was warmer in Illinois than in Bermuda, where we were. No pool time on the cruise. So, on that cruise, you got nothing but cold weather? Said no balls to the nor'easter that blew through the East Coast last week. It was warmer in Illinois than in Bermuda, where we were. No.
Can we get some balls around here?
On the cruise. That stinks. That's what you want. Shannon in South Bend has another one for Uncle Vern. He said, balls of steel to sportscaster Vern Lundquist. Called his last Masters yesterday on the 16th hole. No one did it better. He was sensational every time he got on the airwaves. To Uncle Vern, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
John, and these are on the text line, which is 615-844-5600. John on the Emerald Coast, who's a Mississippi State fan, said, Bill, balls of steel to Kamario Taylor of Nuxobie County, Mississippi. Did I pronounce that right? He's the 2025 quarterback committed to Mississippi State. He just won the MVP of the Under Armour Combine in Nashville this past weekend. Other quarterbacks that were there included Jared Curtis and George McIntyre. To Kamario Taylor, class of 25 quarterback going to Stark Vegas, balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Michael in Atlanta said, Bill, Scott Hunter also did some analysis, some color for CBS in the 80s. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm guessing it was really bad. I'm guessing it was really, really bad. That's all I know. Craig in North Augusta, Craig, you sent me something, Google Images, and I'm just getting a bunch of, I don't even know what this is. Whatever you sent me did not come through clean or where I can disseminate it. Jeff, too, now I thought we had a shortage here. And I was talking to Blake about it the other day. He said there's still a crawfish shortage down in crawfish country, which is LSU or Louisiana. Jeff, too, balls of steel to an outstanding local business, Crawfish Tennessee. They offer monthly pre-orders of crawfish. Yesterday, they were at Nolensville's Buttercup Festival. I pre-ordered 8 pounds of crawfish specifically to eat during the Masters with beer. Me and my family devoured it. How about that? Blake's going to be... I'm gonna attach this to Blake. Yeah, I'm going to attach this to Blake. He's going to be mad about this. Shrimp, crawfish, oh, that looks wonderful. Patton, for that, a big balls of steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
That is one thing. Of all the various cooks that we've had in the King family, me and the kids and the wifey, And we've done a seafood boil of sorts, but we've never done the crawfish one. We need to do that. Now, again, I don't know how readily available we're going to be able to get crawfish, frankly, but that's one that we have not done. That looks exquisite. I know this is Cajun sacrilege. I know this is Cajun blasphemy. I've always thought crawfish, while it's fun, it's a little overrated, right? I mean, as far as you're digging for just a little bit of meat, it's kind of like wings. But I would like to do that. We have not ever done a legit crawfish boil here at the King family. That'd be fun. Balls of Steel to an outstanding local business, Crawfish, Tennessee. Wow. Here's another one. Andrew, checking in Dalton, Georgia, said, to Charlie Condon, Balls of Steel, Georgia baseball player, and probably the top pick of the draft, hitting home run number 24, leads the nation and is on pace to break the NCAA record. Bill, that deserves a Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Now, correct me here if I am a bit astray. Charlie Condon is only playing his second year, his third year at Georgia, but literally playing his second year of baseball. Didn't he redshirt in 22? Was Charlie Condon thought to be a big-name recruit? I'm just wondering. Not that it matters today. Who cares, right? He is what he is. He's the 6'6 beast for Georgia. But I don't think he was a big-name recruit. I mean, he's going to Georgia. He's got to be a pretty good ball player, but it's an amazing, amazing. I love stories like that, man. I absolutely love stories like that. Tom in Myrtle Beach. Balls of Steel to Chip Kelly calling a robust T formation on the first offensive play in honor of Woody Hayes. And he's got it. Here's a picture of it. Looks good. T formation for them at the very beginning of that spring game to Chip Kelly, who's not a real nice guy, but a really good coach. Balls of Steel.
Bill's Balls of Steel.
Jim and Jupiter. Bill, the juice is not worth the squeeze when it comes to crawfish. Yeah, I still want to have a crawfish cook, whatever you call it. Is it boil or broil? I think it's boil. I'd buy the whole setup, right? You buy the container, you buy the apparatus where it sits, you buy the propane. Of course, I got plenty of propane. It's not a problem. That's not a problem. All right, coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of accidents out here. One's going to be on Briley Parkway westbound at Gallatin Pike. Also, they're still staring at an earlier one we had on 24 westbound just near Harding Place. It's had just aggravated that traffic flow coming up through the Antioch area towards Nashville. Give you some little extra time out here coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards the Nashville area. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. Check it out today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Tony Pollard is younger. He's 3.5 years younger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You're getting him in his prime, and as Adam just stated, you're not asking him to be a bell cow. You've got Spears and Pollard.
Yep.
That's where the league is today.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Wordsmithing like a mofo on college football, it's Bill King.
Cam up in Chicago talking about his trip in Bermuda. He said, we docked in Bermuda 2 of the 3 days. It was upper 50s, low 60s, with 50-mile-an-hour winds. The one nice day, we were 5 miles out in the ocean watching for humpback whales migrating north. So, now, Allen in Tampa is the most accomplished cruise ship guy I know. I think he's been on 50 to 100 to maybe 1,000 cruise ship excursions. I've never been on one. And I don't think I have no desire. Nah, it had nothing to do with 2020 and people getting stuck out there. That's not the point. I just personally don't see the satisfaction in that. Ain't happening. All right. Jeff, too, said the pronunciation of that county in Mississippi. And let me go back to it here. This is a good friend, John, on the Emerald Coast. It's N-O-X-U-B-E-E. And I said, Noxubee. That is not the pronunciation. I figured it wasn't. Jeff 2 says, Bill, I lived in Mississippi for 20 years, and I can confirm that Noxubee County is actually pronounced Noxubee. I didn't have it anywhere close. Noxubee. Mississippi has many other places, mainly on the coast, that are pronounced, for example, something that looks like Gautier, G-A-U-T-I-E-R, is Gautier. Saucier, S-A-U-C-I-E-R, is Socia. Now, I do know past Christiane. It looks like it's past Christian, but it's pronounced past Christiane. You know the very first time I heard past Christiane? It was, I think, December of 96 or January of 97. Peyton Manning had just finished his junior year at Tennessee, and there were rumors that he would leave. And there were rumors that he would come back. He had one more year. He was guaranteed to be the number one pick after his junior year. He was. And the wisdom was he's got to go, man. I mean, even though it comes from money, it's not like there was an issue there. But look, what if you get injured? You got to go. Anyways, we know the story. He held a press conference, and he said he's staying, and he came back for that next year, that last year. But Archie Manning, dad, was listening to the show. He was out driving around, and Archie was a friend of ours from way back. And he was listening to the show because we did the show back then on 1510, and in the winter, that 50,000-watt signal go everywhere. So half of America could get that signal at night. And he was listening, and he said, he calls in, and he heard, it was Bob speculating that he thought Peyton was coming back, Bob Bell. Archie called in, just like a regular caller, but, you know, hey, it's on line three, there's Archie Manning. And he goes, yeah, I'm just driving here, I'm traveling, I'm in Pass Christiane, Mississippi. That's the first time I'd heard that, and the pronunciation of it, and that was either December 96 or January 97. And he called to correct Bob because at that moment, no decision had been made. And he said, I just heard you guys talking about it, and I don't think that's right. I don't think Peyton is or has made a decision to come back or any decision right now. And no, Archie was a friend. It wasn't anything to scold us, but it was just Archie was just clearing the air a little bit there. Hey, nothing's happened yet. But I specifically remember, and I don't know what he was, you know, if he was on business or what he was doing, but he said, I'm traveling and I'm in Pass Christiane, Mississippi. So I had heard that. Buckeye Brenda said, that picture looks fantastic. It's Jeff, too, with all the delicious. I mean, absolutely. And by the way, I tagged Blake Ruffino there, but the picture with all the crawfish. Buckeye Brenda said, when we lived in Northern Virginia, because that's where they were. Her and the hubby were there before they moved to Ohio. Said, when we were in Northern Virginia, we ate our weight in mud bugs when we could get them in Northern Virginia. The Smoke Doctor. Bill, not sure why anyone would turn down a couple of ice-cold Modelo's and a couple of pounds of fresh mud bugs. Well worth the work. Delicious and still searching for a source up here in rural North Central Ohio. Yum, Bill. Sounds pretty good. The Goat. Bill, little fact about Pass Christiane, Mississippi. When Katrina came through, that town was completely wiped off the map. There were no buildings anywhere left standing. All right, we'll get the break. One more break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Trying to clear up a couple of accidents out here. One's going to be on Briley Parkway westbound at Gallatin Pike. Also, they're still staring at an earlier one we had on 24 westbound just near Harding Place. It's had just aggravated that traffic flow coming up through the Antioch area towards Nashville. Give you some little extra time out here coming in from Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, towards the Nashville area. Prince's Hot Chicken now has new items on that new menu. Check it out today at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. Package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she acts like she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food. 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
In a single moment, everything can change. When a player's sudden cardiac event brought a national football game to a halt, it shone a spotlight on the importance of CPR readiness. Now, with youth sports in full swing, the American Heart Association is rallying parents and coaches to be ready in an emergency. To be ready, learn hands-only CPR. It's a skill anyone can learn in minutes. Visit heart.org/hands-only CPR and become a lifesaver today.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes. Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
L Dog. Bill. Charlie Condon was a walk-on at Georgia. Wow. Walk-on to likely first pick in the draft. That's a story, y'all. That's a fantastic story on top of that. No, Kev, said Bill, on that trip I did get to do something that I may never get to do again, at least not completely. He says, on our walk back to the hotel after being at the Red Sox game Friday night, I passed through the Boston Marathon finish line. Wow. That is cool. No, that is cool. Craig in North Augusta, Bill, being stuck on a swaying boat in a 150-square-foot room with 1,500 other fat A-Z-Z-E-S is somebody's idea of a great time. No thanks, Bill. Yeah, no thanks there, Bill. I don't see myself doing that. Now, Alan in Tampa does it, I think, now predominantly for the grandkids. So they go on those Disney cruises and stuff. Buckeye Brenda says, okay, now, guys, I want to get some king crab. Mud bugs, oysters, stone crabs for lunch, dead gummit. That did kind of strike a a vein there, did it not? That picture that Jeff 2 produced, that was handsome. You know a place that I love on the Emerald Coast? Patton, jot this down because you'll have to send him an invoice. Louisiana Land Yap. Is that still down there? It's been 10, let me think about this, maybe over 10 years since I've been there. Yeah, you guys on the Emerald Coast, is Louisiana Land Yap. Probably somebody who works there is listening right now. Just saying. Yeah, just saying. Love that place. We ate there last time. I'm trying to remember the year. I'm guessing it was around 2010. So that's a little over 10 years ago we were at Louisiana Land Yap and had an absolute blast. Tomorrow, we will guest it up. And yes, L Dog said, Bill, would you reach out to Rusty and try and get him on? And the answer is yes. I'm going to shoot for maybe, you know what, maybe. When I was thinking Thursday. Let's try Wednesday. Wednesday, we're not heavily guested. We got two really good guests, Brett Cianci and Blake Profino. But I will try, I'll tell you what, I'll try Rusty for that. I'm on Central Time, remember, the 7:20 Central Time slot. So you folks on Eastern Time, 8:20. And let me get that confirmed before you make a mental note. But I will try that. And I think he's a go. Any news, anything spectacular that you've seen from Transfer Portal News? I haven't seen anything yet. But it's predicted to be wild. I don't know if I buy that, but it's predicted to be crazy. This 15-day window. Tiny Myrtle Beach, Patton. I think we've got one more. He says, I want a Craig Nutless and Gutless to Ryan Day just because he sucks and I want to hear Craig. So I believe it's a Craig from Myrtle Beach, our golf course designer friend. And Patton, he wants to hear his rendition of Buckeye Brenda's Gutless and Nutless.
He's gutless and nutless.
There you have it. How many people are as famous as Buckeye Brenda and get their voice mimicked on the air? Like how Brenda is royalty. It's when they mimic you, when they copy you, and both are Buckeyes. They have a common thread there. They're both Buckeye fans. Big Buckeye fans. Vocal Buckeye fans. Opinionated Buckeye fans. Historical Buckeye fans. Meaning they go back and they know history. They didn't just pick it up with Terrell Pryor. They picked it up before Art Schleister. How about that? Before Art got a little sideways with life, to say the least. Vaughn Broadnax knows him pretty well. I think he on and off has stayed in touch with him through the years, and Art has had a very, very difficult time. That's putting it mildly. Appreciate everybody today on the text line. That line is your conduit. If you do not feel like you have a communication pathway to the show, you're not on social media, you're not going to call. That's what we have that for, 615-844-5600. I encourage you, use that. I will get it on the air. Now, if we hit a time, and there are some days like this where there are so many you can't get them all on, that's the only excuse where they wouldn't get on the air. Otherwise, it gets on the air. Yeah, use that as your conduit to the show if you're not on Twitter and, of course, you're not going to call because most people do not want their voice on a show. They don't feel good about it. They don't feel comfortable with it. And I get it. That's anybody's audience, not just this audience. Any audience, any radio audience, most people do not want their voice on the airwaves tomorrow. We have Buck will be with us, Gator Dave, and also Griff. That's the guesting on Tuesday. Good to be back. Always a blast to come back on a Monday and get it going. Lash Bob.